You know, this pandemic has taken a major toll on the arts. HBR's Noe Tanigawa has been tracking the arts and culture scene and joins us this morning. Hi, Noe.
Hey, good morning, Catherine. Yep, people in all the creative industries have kind of taken a hit by this pandemic because, I mean, their whole purpose is about communication with other people. And, I mean, it is being done online, but really, the creative sector is so much more than Zooming together, right?
Yes.
Starting last April, a group of artists and creatives that began meeting weekly on how to embed the creative sector in Hawaii's economic recovery. That's the idea, how to really put it to work. Terry Skillman, CEO of the Hawaii Arts Alliance, and other people made the case that Hawaii's creatives are second responders, delivering meaning and quality of life. I mean, she says, in economic terms, a 2017 Americans for the Arts study showed Hawaii generated $205.6 million of economic activity in the arts.
Wow.
And Skillman says that means when we support the arts, we're enhancing our lives and investing in the economy at the same time. At a recent Senate hearing, there was a new move toward a new creative resurgence caucus there at the state legislature. We heard from educator, cultural practitioner, Snowbird Puanani Opaukalani Bento.
All of our lives in Hawaii are touched by culture and the arts in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's in tourist programming, whether it's in the very first Hawaiian language-based theatrical production to be held and premiered at the University of Hawaii Manoa's Kennedy Theater, to sold out audiences, 7 out of 8 performances sold out, saying to us, there is a need and an audience for this type of culture and arts experience. We need to see our creatives as an equal part of the sustainability of our economy and our island home. How do we provide and care for our creative sector as contributors to the overall health and well-being of our island home and our economies?
That's the move now. I mean, how can Hawaii's wellspring of creativity be nourished and tapped, used? Snowbird Bento and others are making the case a legislative caucus could address that. An arm of the new creative resurgence, HUI, that's formed, is working on emergent strategies along the lines of a book called Shaping Change, Changing Worlds by Adrienne Marie Brown. You might know her out of Detroit. They hope to form a legislative caucus similar to the Keiki Caucus and the Women's Caucus, you know, Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
But this one would be aimed at bringing our amazing creative capital to bear on shaping the future going forward.
I'm glad somebody's looking at this. I really am. We need it.
Well, you know, it's taken a while for this to come to us. Let me tell you, last year there were zero creative economy bills presented at the ledge. So look, here it's organizing. Dave Moss is executive director of the Hawaii Symphony. That's a nearly $5 million organization we have fought for years here now. 64 salaried musicians, 12 full-time employees. The symphony is really so important because it provides basic income for professional musicians to live here, to be able to perform for ballet, to make extra money, opera, community theaters, and importantly, they teach the hundreds of quality young musicians that Hawaii is known for producing. Here's Dave Moss.
The pandemic has made our future a bit daunting and something that really, truly keeps me up night after night. These past 8 months have shown us the future holds the opportunity for the arts and culture sector to play a role in a respectful return to tourism for Hawaii. Music and art create a sense of place that is truly unrivaled by any other industry. From an economic perspective, the arts and culture sector contributes over $2.5 billion combined to our local economy, and it employs over 12,000 individuals here in Hawaii. We have the economic data that truly shows the impact when investment is made to support the arts. On average, every $1 that is invested into this sector, nearly $6 in taxable revenue is returned. We have an opportunity as we emerge from this pandemic to shape our local arts and culture sector to be truly reflective of this community. And this is our top priority here at the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra.
It's interesting because Dave Moss is pointing out the idea that you know, Hawaii's not just here to reproduce the Western canon of music, you know, even in classical music. It's here to forge the music that our particular heritage, our geography, our culture make possible here. This is our story. It's really interesting to value that, you know.
Yeah.
I have to mahalo Dr. Akiyemi Glenn. She's a linguist, founder of the Popolo Project, and Dr. Luafata Simanu Klutz. She's director of Pacific Islanders in the Arts, because they instigated the creative research in Hui. And Glenn says it grew out of the way we were all responding, you know, to the current crisis.
We were going onto Netflix and watching everything we could to soothe us. We were playing music that mattered. We were digging deeply into our ethnic cultures and finding sustenance in the food that our parents made for us. And it seemed as we were building and as people were trying to figure out what we were doing and how we were going to maintain through this pandemic, that the arts, our cultures, the creative urge of our communities was central to how we were making it through. Our group, Creative Resurgence, has found in the sharing, in talking story over these several months, that we do have some values in common. First is this idea that Hawaii itself is a creative place. It's not just a place that creatives live, but the aina itself is in constant acts of creation. And we can see that all around us, and we're inspired by it, and we also thrive because of it. All of us have the creative urge within us. Creativity is really important to how we connect with each other, how we understand ourselves, and how we can imagine a future going forward. And really want to encourage our legislators and others to think about how this creative urge that is evidenced all around us, how we can really center that, not only center it because of the economic benefit, but the way that it reaffirms our humanity in a time when we all truly need it.
Wow. Yeah, so what's next for this, I guess, arts movement?
Well, that Creative Resurgence Caucus has its work cut out, should it form. They're proposing 6 bills for the 2021 legislature. None of them require funding. What would they do? Well, create a tourist tax for creative industries, a labor registry for creative workers. It's been tough for some of them to get some of this CARES money, and maybe Works Progress Administration kind of ideas. I mean, some of those are already under discussion, and there are other ideas as well. I mean, mahalo to Senator Brian Taniguchi from this sector. He has been the sole champion of the arts at the state legislature over many, many years. If people want to assist or get involved, there's information at the Hawaii Arts Alliance website. You can encourage your legislator to join the Creative Caucus and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So,
do you buy all this, Kathy?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's something to think about. You know, how do we rebuild the economy, right? We have to take stock of what we've got.
Can we do it in a creative way? You know, and okay, here's an idea for you from a notoriously taciturn creative, okay? Kurt Vonnegut, author of Slaughterhouse 5, real eye-opener in the 1960s. In 2006, Miss Lockwood, a teacher at Xavier High School in New York, assigned her students to write a letter to any author. And unlike the others, Vonnegut responded. Musician educator Aaron Salah reads Vonnegut's letter here. It was written the year before he died. Vonnegut describes the objective of art and culture.
Dear Xavier High School and Miss Lockwood, I thank you for your friendly letters. You sure know how to cheer up a really old geezer. What I had to say to you, moreover, would not take long. To wit, practice any art, music, singing, dancing, acting, drawing, painting, sculpting, poetry, fiction, essays, reportage, no matter how well or badly. Not to get money and fame, but to experience becoming, to find out what's inside you, to make your soul grow. Seriously, I mean, starting right now, do art and do it for the rest of your life. Here's an assignment for tonight, and I hope Miss Lockwood will flunk you if you don't do it. Write a 6-line poem about anything but rhyme. Make it as good as you possibly can, but don't tell anybody what you're doing. Tear it up into teeny-weeny pieces and discard them. You will find that you already have been gloriously rewarded for your poem. You have experienced becoming, learned a lot more about what's inside you, and you have made your soul grow.
Wow, food for thought. Thank you so much, Noe. Really something.
Thank you, Catherine.
To underscore.
Happy Aloha Friday.
All right, aloha. We've been talking with Noe Tanigawa. She's been giving us an update on the current art scene. You can read her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.